Speaking about aging is important but complicated. That's the subject for this edition of the Bioethics Channel, a production of the Center for Practical Bioethics. For more information about the center and its programs, visit practicalbioethics.org. practicalbioethics.org. Dinah Doyle joins us. She is director of the Community Experience Partnership, an initiative of the Atlantic Philanthropies. We just finished spending a morning talking about speaking about aging. And was there anything in particular about the interchange and the discussion and the conversation that might have surprised you at all?
You know, I'm not sure that anything surprised me. It reinforced things that I've heard time and time again when communities look at what language to use to address aging and to engage the aging members of their community. So no surprises, I think.
I think a lot of people know that this communication is a complicated thing, and it's complicated by a whole range of factors. How we define aging, should we use the word seniors, older mm-hmm. adults, things like that, cultural, religious. There are a lot of factors involved, aren't mm-hmm. there?
Yes, indeed. And that was one of the things that came out this morning that I thought was really valuable. The folks in the room were able to recognize and express the importance of considering the context of the language. Same language can be extremely effective in one context and not effective at all, in fact, perhaps damaging or negative in another. And they, as the discussion went on, they pulled forward more and more examples of that. And I think that's really, that is one of the ways to unravel the complicated knot of it all.
Do you get a sense that we're looking somewhat for a magic bullet, if I'm using a proper term there?
Of course. Don't we always look for that?
Yeah, look for that one word or phrase that'll kind of
make
solve
it all.
Work. Yeah, make it all work.
Mm-hmm.
You get that sense?
Totally. I completely get that sense, but I never see anyone find that. And when they think they've found it, if you look closely enough, they're usually trying to use it only in one limited situation or with one limited community or group of people. But if you were to extend that any further, it would not be a magic bullet. It would probably be a problem.
Do we risk overthinking this, I guess, is a way of putting it, that we're trying to find that magic bullet and we tie ourselves in knots over this and then don't really seem to relax and try to just communicate in a way that makes sense and that's comfortable for us all?
Now, that's an interesting question. Maybe there is some overthinking, but I believe that it's more about the way the thinking is directed. I believe once you understand that there's not a magic bullet and that the important consideration is who you're speaking with, who you're communicating with, and what your objective is, what you're hoping will be the result. When you kind of look underneath the language to that, then it's no longer so hard to come up with the right language. This morning they were emphasizing over and over the point that respect is important, and if you're coming from a place of respect, that the language that you use is much more likely to be very effective. And that's not a magic bullet, but it is kind of an underlying principle. And so overthinking, I don't know, thinking enough to get to some of those underlying principles, maybe that's what really pays off.
Now, in your role with the Community Experience Partnership, you've worked with a lot of communities coast to coast. What kind of results are you seeing in this program?
So in these communities, the Community Experience Partnership, which I will abbreviate CEP.
Go ahead.
In the CEP partnership, the communities have been challenged to identify a key community issue or problem and then to engage older adults from their older adult population to be the resources to solve that problem. So it's a very specific, you know, problem, activity, arrangement that they're working with. And the results we see, well, there are many, many, many of them, but in a nutshell, we do see those older adults moving the needle in terms of solutions to problems. We see those older adults being an unexpectedly valuable resource. in a number of ways. They bring experience. They bring a commitment. They bring a passion often. They often are at a place in their lives where they are a little more flexible in terms of the time that they have to give. But most importantly, I think it is their attitude of commitment and desire to be making a difference. They are not willing to just show up and do something because it's what they've been asked to do. They want to show up and do something that in the end is going to make change. And that's what these projects are looking for. They're looking to engage these older adults to actually make change and address an issue.
And the challenge to you and to this initiative is the fact that Los Angeles is different than New York and Boston is different from Kansas City.
Exactly.
Those are all the things that I guess make this interesting, but complicated and challenging.
Well, and that is what makes it interesting. Just as here today people talked about different contexts require different language, those different communities all across the country, they have to take different approaches. And they've all, it's not a cookie cutter thing, but they've all taken that challenge and found approaches that really engage older adults in their communities. And then there's enough in common that they can share those experiences with each other and kind of expand on the learning. So as a group, they are building a body of knowledge about how do you engage older adults to be leaders in community change.
Overall, mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to have this issue. Silver tsunami was a roundly discredited term this morning. But the fact of the matter is that the demographics are going to catch up. To the United States and becoming a much older nation than what it has been in the past. Are we going to be smart enough to get this right before some kind of crisis hits?
Oh, I think we're already being smart enough to work on getting it right. And on the other hand, crisis is exactly the kind of thing that pushes us to make change. But I think that what we observe in the CEP is that communities are so ready for this. The older adult population is so ready for this that it absolutely is going to happen. It's you see it here in Kansas City. People are meeting, spending their morning several hours to sit and talk about this. Why? Because they know the time is right. They know it makes sense. So, yes, we're absolutely smart enough to figure this out.
Diana Doyle is the director of the Community Experience Partnership and Initiative of the Atlantic Philanthropies. My name is Laurel LeBou. Thanks for listening to the BioEpics Channel.